When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Hit the phones in a second. Ticket text pouring in. Your emotions today as a Lions fan. David Montgomery, done for the season. Aleem McNeil, done for the season. Carlton Davis, done for the foreseeable future. You have big football games coming. Week 18 could be winner take all for the division. One seed, we'll find out. And then the playoffs.
Love it.
Oh, I listen. You want to be in the fight. This is something we've waited our whole life for. Be in the fight. Have a chance to win the Super Bowl. They have a chance. But now I got to see what happens when they face a healthy Philly team that's rolling. Or in the Super Bowl, one of these elite quarterbacks against a banged up, beat up, depleted defense.
They rolled for one game.
Well, and they've won 10 in a row.
Right. So in terms of numbers, yes, their wins and losses, they're rolling. There's some serious dysfunction in that franchise. And we saw last year them completely fall apart at the end of the season. And just because Jalen Hurts and A.J. Brown had a connection for one game, I'm not going to sit there and believe that they have all things figured out and fixed. There's still some dysfunction behind the scenes there.
You guys got me fired up this morning. This is real sports talk. Let's get after it. Texter says, John, it is over. Sorry to say, the IR defense is better than the current healthy defense. There's no savior coming off the couch to save this defense.
You're nailed it. There's no savior coming off the bench. But you have guys that are NFL football players. You've got really good coaches. And I don't know that there's another sport where you can, for a single game, and all I'm asking for is against the Bears. Not worried about San Francisco. I'm not worried about the Vikings at home or any playoff game. I'm just simply worried about the Bears, thinking about what they have to do to beat the Bears and continue to be the team that all these other teams are chasing. Can you imagine? All right, you go to Chicago and you beat the Bears and Philly and Minnesota. Now, Minnesota does have actual control of their destiny. They have something that they can actually do about it in a head-to-head matchup at Ford Field at the end of the season. But all these other teams looking at the Lions saying, oh, they lost another one. Oh, they still won. You know, and they played the Bills, right? Bills, a Super Bowl favorite. All right, they lost against the Bills, but they answered offensively punch for punch.
This ticket texture echoes what Tom said. He said, it got more unattainable, but we still have our quarterback, O-line, wide receivers, and our first-round running back. The one seed has never been more important to watch for the next couple weeks here.
I don't think they can get to the Super Bowl if they don't get the one seed. But it's still sitting in front of you. You have control. And if they play Minnesota this coming week, I wouldn't like their chances. But they get the Bears. It's like John said, you get the Bears. I said I would a 9-7 win. You know what? Channel the DNA of this team was built on games like at the Jets in 2022. When you won a three-point game against a crap team, but Brock Wright sprung open on a great play call. That's how you have to win these next couple games. Then you get to Minnesota, you're at home, and Alex Anzalone comes back.
It'd be a great time to get him back.
And this is what I'm saying. The guys are coming. Kaminsky might be coming.
Yeah.
Okay? He's a guy that's part of the DNA, the fabric of the culture of this team. Why are you giving... I'm not saying it to you, but why are people giving up on that?
Well, here's the other thing. We saw a Bills defense respond after getting their butts kicked to the Rams. We knew that they were going to respond. And I'm sure you've had these discussions before with your dad where, there's certain expectations you have that they have, your parents have for you, and then you completely crap the bed on a day or a test or something that the expectations were so much higher. I guarantee you Hank Fraley didn't yell and scream to that offensive line. That's not what you do to pros. But he probably sat down in there and just said a couple of sentences like, you guys got your asses kicked, and I'm so disappointed.
I just want to say...
And I guarantee you they had as when Hank left that room, each and every guy, without even saying a word, they are going to come out with their hair on fire against the Bears, against the Niners, against Minnesota. And it may be that they just simply have to outscore opponents. That is more than likely what the recipe is to win these games and to win in the playoffs. And this offensive line is going to come out like a pack of wild dogs ready to fight.
They beat Green Bay and they had all the deficiencies and they pulled guys off. Green Bay's a good team, right?
Mm-hmm.
They played a great team on Sunday. They don't play Josh Allen or Patrick Mahomes or Lamar Jackson again until February 11th or 10th, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Okay? I just think people need to stop the giving up. I'm not saying it's become so much harder
yep.
than it needed to be. And this sucks. This really sucks because I just don't know why people are losing faith. I Mr. Negative here is Mr. Positive now. I don't get it. I think people are losing identification and what this team is built on. The grit should make this team persevere. If Ragnow is banged up and he goes down Sunday and another guy goes down, yeah, this thing's falling apart. But there's still hope and optimism, I think, for people.
I don't feel the hope or optimism. They're alive. I guess that the heartbeat is still there, right? There's still a pulse. But I don't feel optimism. Like, I know you're getting on people for, like, quote, giving up on the season. I could get on people for kind of overdoing it the other way, like
sure.
Overselling the don't worry, we're still grit. You have to do something you've never done before.
That's why I'm not going to sit here and say you're wrong. I'm not going to sit here and if somebody calls in and says they can't do this, or it's the curse, or it's whatever reasons you have, I understand that side of it.
It's that I feel like you're giving up though on the grit and the culture.
I think
that carries you in this. This is what gets you through this. John, I know this, man. Me and you have talked so many times. I'm not being a fanboy here, okay? I'm simply stating that I think people are overreacting, that you're lucky you're getting the Bears this week. They're anemic offensively,
sure.
Okay? Though it's going to be cold. It's going to be a grinder. I trust this team in this moment. This team did this in Lambeau when it didn't matter 2 years ago. That team did not have... any of the four draft picks from last year, okay? I just think people are calm down. It's time for these guys to rise up.
Motions are running high. Let's get to the phones. 248-539-9797. Sherry in Belleville. Good to hear from you, Sherry.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. John, I'm on your bandwagon. I am so sick and tired of the pity party that we have going on right now in this city. And yeah, you know what? It's going to be tough, but it's one game at a time. I can't look at the Super Bowl right now. I got to look at what are we going to do against Chicago?
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to go, what happened last time this team lost? They came back the next week and decimated that team. They're going to decimate Chicago. Then they're going to go to San Francisco. We're going to get a couple more guys back.
Who's coming back for San Francisco?
We're going to be home. We're going to come home to Minnesota, and we're going to wrap this up. This team is built on the grit. This team is built on we can do it when nobody believes in us. This team has not given up. And damn it, if you're a real freaking fan of this team in football, you stand behind your team, you get behind them, you raise them up. Stop with the pity parties. Go Lions.
Take that, Cookies.
You can hear the emotion in her voice.
That's right. She's ready to take the field. Give her a helmet. Let's go.
Who are they getting back against San Francisco?
Well, they might not be getting anybody back, but...
Like, I feel like grit is becoming a stand-in for I don't have a reason, therefore grit. And that's what's getting me a
little... Well, toughness is a part of this game.
No, I know, but
toughness and mental toughness and physical toughness is all a part of this game.
But the Jimmys and the Joes matter, too.
They do. So do the X's and O's. And so does showing up, doing the work... And making a formula out of it. Dan talked about it in what we came back the audio with in regards to being able to go there and fix what you can fix. And I talked about the issues that they had in the run game. Those are all fixable. It's footwork. It's technique. It's pad level. All of those things are fixable. And if you thought, okay, against is the Buffalo Bills defense better than the Bears defense? I think it's a little bit better.
A little bit, yeah,
I think the Bears defense is good, but I think it's a little bit better. But they're also going to get more bites at the apple because their offense isn't as good. They're going to give us the ball back. They're going to have some empty possessions. So you go out there and you find a way to score more than the opponent. You only have to score one more point than the opponent scores.
We'll get back to the phones here in a second. But I just love the idea.
Frustrating the hell out of you, aren't we?
I love the idea that, well, they're going to beat the Bears this week. Whoopty freaking do. I mean, that's not what we're talking about here. That's not the discussion.
That's who's on the schedule.
Well, congrats. But the discussion isn't beating the Chicago Bears. Like, way to move the goalposts an inch from where you're standing. The goal is not to beat the Chicago Bears. So that can't be the rallying cry.
That's the
cry.
Goal this week.
Jim, you have to look at it is about the Bears right now to get to the big picture. Teams are about continuity, okay? As you bring in Mosley and you start to rely on him and he does fit the part.
Why do you keep bringing up Mosley? Guy hasn't played good football in 3 years. Any football,
Jim,
really, in
Jim,
3 years.
They signed him for a reason, okay?
Then they're automatically good football players.
Melifonwu. Did he come in last year and do something?
I can't argue with you. They're all good football players because they signed him. I can't fight with you. You're right.
I cannot believe that you can't see that you just got to look at the next game right now. And as this team builds continuity, I'll give you the first time Peyton Manning won a Super Bowl, the Colts' run defense going into the playoffs was absolutely getting shredded. And of all the seasons that Peyton Manning won a Super Bowl, I don't think people thought they would have won it that year.
Yeah.
And everybody said Larry Johnson was going to come into Indianapolis and run down their throat. And somehow the Colts got it together and ended up in the playoffs. Their run defense was awesome. Okay? I'm not saying you have to, but we've believed in this coaching staff in every single way that this team has been built. And I think that's what you need to rely on right now a little bit.
M-O-B. The magic of believing. Let's get to some of these calls and see if they believe.
It is the Christmas season. Let's get to Vernon. You're on 97.1.
Vernon, you there?
Hey, what's up, fellas? I'm here. I'm sorry. I was listening. You there?
Yeah,
we got you.
Yeah, let's rock and roll, bud.
Gosh dang it. You guys there?
Yeah.
Man, I've got a bad line, guys.
Call back. Do us a favor, call back.
Yeah, let's get to Luke in Canton. Luke, what's going on?
Hey, guys. I mean, throughout the season, I wasn't always like the Lions are going to go to the Super Bowl. They're going to win the Super Bowl. I think it's really hard to win in this league. And I know the defense is banged up, and it's going to be a lot harder. But I really want to talk about, our offense. Just Jared Goff out there in the second half, I think, was toe-to-toe with Josh Allen. I mean, we turned over the ball one time. The defense didn't get any turnovers the whole entire game. You know, they're scoring 45 points on us. It's very hard. But, I mean, Goff is threading the needle just as good or better than Allen without the legs of Allen. So I just want to talk, like, we got to give respect to this offense. I know the tone kind of changed in the last few minutes on this show, but I think with this offense, we can score more points than any other team in every game. Just we'll change up the packages on defense. We'll blitz in a little bit more. We'll get a turnover here or there. We're top five in interceptions, number one in offense. that's just a recipe for a top team in the NFL.
I do think turnovers are going to be so important.
Yep.
It's the way to get this defense off the field. It's the way to get the offense back on the field. The Saints are an example of a team that won with a bad defense to force turnovers. It was the Drew Brees, you know, led Saints. And Goff may have to play kind of like Brees, orchestrate this offense, score 35 points a game. They're still going to need
a minimum.
They're still going to need a key stop or two in the playoffs.
There's no question.
You're unwavering.
There's no other option right now.
Well, yeah, you.
No, there's no. I have no other option. And I'm with you that if you look at the big picture, and you say, can they win the Super Bowl today? Yeah, it looks daunting. That's why you don't look at the Super Bowl. They're not playing the Super Bowl this week. They're not playing the playoffs this week. They're playing Chicago. You've got to beat that team in Chicago, and it's going to have to be an offensive-led football team.
Going back to
Then you flip the page to San Francisco.
Sherry pulled the real fan card. I don't think someone's, quote, not a real fan if they're looking at this football team right now going,
no.
Gulp. Uh-oh.
I would agree with that. Yep.
But we want to hear from, quote, real fans where you guys are at today. It's 97.1.
Hey, don't let the cold creep in. It is getting cold outside. We got a lot of cold days ahead of us. And if you need your furnace service today, do it now. Do what I did and call Mastercraft Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Electrical. They've got all the best equipment, the best prices, and they offer same-day service. Plus, there's that 5-year warranty, which is beautiful because you know you're covered. Save a bundle with their winter bundle. Up to $1,500 in savings when you buy a new furnace, AC, and generator. Call for details, or you can visit for more information on the web at mastercraftheating.com. Mm.
97.1.
Soak it in.
We got Dan Campbell today at 8:02. Good day to have Coach on. Not a good time, but a good time to have Coach on.
Always a good time to have him on.
I think we've had a spirited conversation. I want to get the calls in. 248-539-9797.
See where the people are at.
Vernon, get back to you. You're on 97.1.
What's up, fellas? Listen, this is awesome. This needs to happen every day. As you spoke, spirited. Tom, I will play with you anywhere in any place. Just tell me where to be, brother.
Mm-hmm.
Big John, you've been there. Cookie, listen, man. Grit's another word for faith, and you got to keep it. This town, we have been losers for so long. The minute we have some adversity, we give up. Not everybody, but we're losing town. Did you look at that game last night of the Raiders? Look at the Raider faithful that come out. They're 2-0 this year, and they have been for a long time. They come out costume, faithful, festival in their costumes every single game. Our fan base has to get there. We have to continue to believe. We didn't fall. We stumbled. Yes, the Bills were this past Sunday. I was there, been a season ticket holder for 25 years. We stumbled. The next opponent is the Bears. That's the next way to get to our goal. I don't care if it was the Little Sisters of the Poor. They are the next opponent on the way to what we want to do and accomplish. And I tell you what, this team has to rally around. The 53 men have to rally around their leaders and find a way to figure out who's going to be the best 11 on the field when it's applicable, and believe that we can do it and will do it until they tell us we can't fight anymore. And they might have to tell us that we can't get back on the plane the next day. But I tell you what, this town believes. We have to believe. Men, I went last night because I'm going to support our team in Chicago. I'm on the way to Chicago Sunday. Follow me, man. We're going to support our team. We're going. We got to believe. Love you guys. I'll listen.
Thanks, Vern. That was awesome. That was awesome.
He's fired up.
Yeah.
You're fired up.
I am.
Spirited, I think, is the word he used.
Mm-hmm. Spirited. That's it. And faith does play a part of this. Now, you know, faith can move mountains. Can it beat a better team? At times, yeah. And you only have to show up. They're only going to play a game once. And so now it is about the Chicago Bears. We know, big picture, it is about getting to the Super Bowl and winning the Super Bowl. You're not playing the Super Bowl today. It's an opportunity for Aaron Glenn, Ben Johnson, Dan Campbell, this coaching staff, to find what works against the Chicago Bears. Then you re-rack it, and you find what works against the San Francisco 49ers. Re-rack, and you find what works at home against the Minnesota Vikings.
And I think to the point of Jim's concern, however, you're not going to be playing the Bears in January in the playoffs. You're not going to be playing the 22 Jets in the playoffs.
No, you're not.
You're going to be playing better teams, and when your talent is being depleted through injuries, it's going to make it more challenging. So there are concerns there.
But I'm not denying there's concerns.
Well, I don't really hear you express them very much.
I have admitted that there's a ton of concerns, and I thought, validated what you have been saying, but I'm not going
to
argue.
And you don't have to agree with me. That's fine.
I'm clearly not going to agree with you.
I know.
But you're not playing if you end up playing the Rams, if you end up playing Tampa. There's a lot of teams with steam going into the playoffs.
I guess, and I
understand those are going to be more difficult to win than against the Bears in Chicago. I get that.
Look, I'll admit if I'm just not doing my job well enough, you are on one extreme. I feel like Mike and Rico are on the other extreme. I'm not extreme in this. I'm not. I'm emotionally drained. I call myself a deflated balloon three days after a birthday party. I think that's just being honest with the audience today. Like, I can't emotionally quit the season. Because
but you're
still
not
gonna
buying
play the
into
games,
our argument but, whatsoever.
But I don't just buy into grit is automatic and the promised land is paved with broken glass and they're going to do it that way. Like, it's going to be really tough, and I no longer can lie to the audience and say, I think they're winning the Super Bowl. I don't feel that today. So I'm not going to make it up because it's the extreme position to have and rally
the
troops.
But you're looking at the big picture.
Yeah.
And I understand that. I get it. The focus is on Chicago.
But beating Chicago is not going to win me over.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? That doesn't have the ability to win you over.
Not trying to win you over.
The point that you and Greg are making, though, is today is December 17th, not January 17th. And a lot can change in the next 30 days. Not only internally, but guys stepping up, stepping in, learning how to play in, Aaron Glenn needs to change his defense. I expect him to, okay? Yeah.
I really feel like no injury would dissuade you guys. I really feel that way.
We just said, you're lying. You're putting words on our life.
I'm just telling you how it sounds.
I said
fine.
Goff,
throw
Sewell,
Goff out.
In St. Brown, and I've been consistent on that.
Why? Grit. And they win anyway. Grit.
Guess what?
They can lose Sewell, Goff, they can lose them all. Grit. They're going to win no matter what. That's how you sound. Put a little nuance in there,
Tom.
Can
I say something?
Go ahead.
You're putting a lot of words in my mouth. You're saying 9-8 and finishing in Lambeau and winning that game 2 years ago meant nothing. When you said it meant something at the time.
It didn't win the Super Bowl.
That's the only thing we're talking about. Is this team better than that team?
Than the 9-8 team? Yes.
Who wanted to play the 9-8 Lions going into the playoffs?
Tom.
Is there a sitting giant in the NFC? Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, and Lamar Jackson are not in the NFC. Would you take the one game chance?
Yeah, give me a chance in the Super Bowl. Like, what are we talking about? Of course I want to see him play
tomorrow.
In the Super
That's
Bowl.
That's nearly 2 months away.
Heather, I'm sorry. Let's get to your news.
I mean, continue on because I'm just enjoying it.
We will continue on.
I know you will. My goodness,
any chance
guys.
To get Colin to call in and get a part of the conversation?
Gosh. Get him fired up. I'm sure he's all riled up this morning as well. You guys, two people were killed and six others were injured on Monday when a 15-year-old student opened fire at a private school in Madison, Wisconsin. Why are you chuckling?
I'm chuckling because
I'm reading a serious story.
Be very
right
careful
now.
I'm sorry.
Not laughing at
I
your story.
I figured you weren't.
On Twitch.
Thank you for clarifying.
Yeah.
The comment was, why are mommy and daddy fighting? So that's what I'm laughing at.
But in more serious news, right? Just before 11 a.m. on Monday, a second grader, you guys, a little second grader called 911 to report an active shooter. This was at Abundant Life Christian School. That's a K-12 school. Has about 420 students there. One teacher, one student, and the shooter were killed. The shooter has been identified as Natalie Rupnow. She also died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. So two students are still in critical condition. Three other students and one teacher suffered non-life-threatening injuries. I know a couple of them have already been released from the hospital. Authorities have recovered the weapon used. They say the shooting appeared to take place in a confined one space in the school. It wasn't like the whole school, but everything is still under investigation. no known motive yet. No, it's not known if those who were killed were targeted. Obviously, everything is under investigation. But there have been 322 school shootings this year in the U.S. This is the second highest total of any year since 1966. This is also the second school shooting in Wisconsin in 7 months. In lighter news, Little Caesars Arena will soon have a new place for fans to go and sip some craft beer. Bell's Brewery is opening a new bar and restaurant called the Tap House. So the Tap House will have an entrance, of course, off Henry Street. It's going to open on Wednesday. And a spokesperson with Illich Sports and Entertainment says that they're excited for fans to have a new lively place to visit before, during, or after an event at the LCA.
Love it.
Yeah. What's not to love about that? I think it's great. The San Francisco 49ers have suspended Devondre Campbell for their three final regular season games.
And cleared out his locker.
Oh, yeah. His locker was a nameplate locker empty, right? It is gone. This is obviously after he refused to play and then walked out of Thursday night's loss. So while he is suspended, he will not be paid and essentially forfeits three game checks, right?
And there only happens to be three games left. So in essence, they just suspended him for the rest of the year.
Yep. He's out of there. So he was suspended for conduct detrimental to the team. And you know what's more interesting about this article? I was reading some of the quotes from his teammates, what they thought. I mean, like,
yeah,
highly, highly offended by this. He is like a cancer is basically what they're calling. Lost all respect for him.
Yeah.
Which you can
so
totally
did
understand.
Every player around the NFL.
Yep.
It's Heather with the news. 97.1. We'll get back to mommy and daddy fighting and more of your emotions today. It's a question where you're at after all these injuries with the Lions. Dan Campbell at 802. It's 97.1. Let's talk about your teeth. Some of you have skipped going to the dentist. Maybe you stopped going altogether. It's just one of those things that you fall out of the habit and then you get a little anxious. You don't want to go back. You don't want them to judge you, right? Maybe you don't love your smile. Maybe you haven't been great about flossing between meals. At Brightside Dental, there's no judgment. That's the thing. They're not going to judge you if you've skipped an appointment or if you haven't been to the dentist regularly. Use your dental benefits before the year ends. Make an appointment. Get a cleaning. Get an exam. If you do want to address the smile, braces, Invisalign, they've got deals going right now. 9 Metro Detroit locations. 1-800-PAINLESS. That's brightsidedental.com. Let's make an appointment. 1-800-PAINLESS. Brightsidedental.com. That's Brightside Dental. No judgment. Just care. All right, emotional check-in with Lions fans. Let's be honest with us. Your belief shaken? I know John is unwavering over there.
Mm-hmm. Got no choice.
I compared myself to a balloon days after a birthday party. I'm deflated. I'm honest. The defense is not better than they were last year. I worry about the Eagles, the best quarterbacks in the AFC. Can they win it? Sure. As a fan, like, I can't check out on the season, but I no longer believe they will win the Super Bowl. Like, I don't believe grit is the cure-all that you believe, John, or that Tom is...
I'm not saying that grit is the cure-all.
But I really believe that if St. Brown got hurt, you would say they're still winning the Super Bowl. Like, I don't think there's anything that would shake you. And then I wonder, like, well, then how can I take that seriously if no matter what, they'll persevere? Like, at some point, the dam breaks. There's only so much they can withstand, right? And yeah. I wonder, I'm not declaring, I'm not doing what they did in the afternoons. I'm not declaring that the dam broke. I see water is now getting through. I can't pretend that everything's going to be okay.
Yeah, and I'm not going to deny that water is getting through. Repairs can be made. And the reason I say the focus is on the Bears is because, one, that is the next game. It's the only thing that this team is concerned about right now. And it is an opportunity for those guys that are going to have to step in and fill the roles of Carlton Davis or Aleem McNeil or any other injured guy that is out for them to gain some experience. But it's more for Aaron Glenn to be able to figure out how can I use him best, utilize his talents, even though he hasn't played for the better part of, what, 3 years. And who knows if he can even play football anymore. Like, there are major concerns, but how can I best use him in this defense? How can I construct a defense to accentuate what he does well, but also hide his faults? And if it's Josh Allen, you may not be able to hide those faults, and you may not be able to create a defense that can slow down Josh Allen. That's a Super Bowl problem.
Yeah. Listen, the sun will come up tomorrow. I think they'll beat the Bears. I don't think that's going to, like... like
it's not going to instill confidence in anyone.
It just gets you to the next week.
Right. Yeah, I'm not saying that it instills confidence in
that. But again, I understand what you're saying. One step at a time,
yep.
One foot in front of the other. I know that's what Tom is saying too. We've had people call in and very verbose with like, we're going to do this, then we're going to do this, we're going to do this. Like, are we reading the same headlines? Are we watching the same defense? Like, I don't see it the same way everybody else is, which is the beauty of what we do. Let's get to the phones. 248-539-9797. We've got Ryan. You're on 97.1.
Hi, guys. How you doing this morning?
Good.
All right, so I'm going to preface this by saying I am absolutely still 100% behind the team. But when you have 22 players on the injured reserve and the Eagles, Vikings, Packers, and Rams have 24 players combined, that's what's going to make it difficult come January. And I understand that we're going to get reinforcements. I understand Anzalone's going to come back and you're going to have some guys come back. But at some point, you know, it's like Cookie said, it's about the Jimmys and the Joes. And when you go up against those powerhouses in January, you're going to have a hard time beating those teams.
Yep. You could have a hard time. Doesn't mean you can't. It will be more difficult now than it was a week ago.
I didn't say they can't either, for the record.
I'm not saying that they can't. I'm just saying it's going to be difficult. And that number one seed is absolutely key. Because if they do make it to the NFC Conference Championship game and Philadelphia has that one seed, Philadelphia is the last place that I want to go in January.
Especially playing that offensive line against this defensive line. I think that's currently a huge edge for Philadelphia.
Well, and I mean, let's take this a step further. If the Lions don't win out, and it could be Philly that has the one seed, Philly slips up, and the Lions slip up against Minnesota, it could be Minnesota.
Yeah, which is indoors.
Right.
Well, okay. And a team that you've split with in this scenario.
Right.
And again, it just...
But I don't like the prospects of going to Philly. I don't like the prospects of going to Minnesota. The one seed is the key. That's why I'm just simply focused on the three games that they have control of right now. And the one that matters most is the next game.
Can I say a name that's changed your mind?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Nick Foles.
Yeah. I mean, we could pull up examples of guys who have.
Sure.
If the Lions lost their quarterback, we would say it would be over. The Eagles lost their quarterback. An MVP playing quarterback, Carson Wentz, was in that season.
People forget he was.
And they lost him. And they won it.
Well, it's why. I'm not going to turn off the radio or the TV on Sunday and like start plotting mock drafts. I mean, that's extreme. I don't feel like, again, this team is 12-2. You have to see it through.
Well, if anybody was bored a couple of weeks ago, I don't think they are anymore. The intrigue,
no kidding.
The excitement, the wonder of what can happen is all right in front of you. And the Bears, the reason I say focus on the Bears, a couple of weeks ago, that was a tough out.
Yeah.
And I don't expect it to be an easy win against Chicago. It doesn't mean that they can't go to San Francisco and win, or they can't beat Minnesota at home, or that they're going to walk through the playoffs. It's going to be a tough out.
Texter says, no amount of grit or culture, air quotes, can drag a defense full of practice squad players to a Super Bowl. Says Barnes, McNeil, all of which, this may have been cut off. It says, all of which are out. Our chances are less than last year because of the injuries. That's the reality, Kelly and Howell. All caps, do we give up when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor? There is some defiance on the ticket text today. It's a great reference. The ticket texter says, my, how much changes in a week? You guys had the double digit disco a week ago, and now we have people full blown out on the season. Like, the season has a lot of twists and turns.
Yep.
Let's get to the phones, where we have Kevin on a cell. Kevin, you're on 97.1.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Good morning.
Good.
Hey, I'm going to give you my thoughts, and then, you know, something that I find hypocritical of what Tom said. My thoughts is more along the lines of Jim, that, you know, it's going to be, can we make it to the Super Bowl? Of course, but it's going to be very, very, very tough. And going up against the Eagles and Minnesota and whoever it is, it's just, I think maybe it's just our brain defensive mechanisms to not let us down when that time comes, that we're not as heartbroken as we were last year, that it's just, it's becoming unlikely. But what I find hypocritical of what Tom says, Tom's all, you know, no, we could still do it and grit this. But then about 30 minutes ago, he says, we can't do it if we don't get the number one seed. That came out of his mouth. I don't think we make the Super Bowl if we don't get the number one seed. So how is that any different than what Jim's feeling and what other people are feeling?
Before the season, I told Jim and John the number one reason why the Lions won't go to the Super Bowl is because they would have to go to Philly. I don't know how that's hypocritical.
Kevin, in fairness, he did say that before the season.
Yep.
But I think Kevin's point is we all have different degrees of doubt. Like, no one is sitting here in this, like, maybe, I don't know, maybe John doesn't have any doubt. I feel like
I think going to Philly would be tough. I've been there, done that, and it is a violent place to go.
But my point is we all have shades of doubt, but Tom especially trying to make me out to be like what they're doing in the afternoons the other day, where it's like, well, sorry to tell you guys, but cancel the season. I'm not doing that. I mean, some of that is that I'm a fan and just can't. I can't just quit the team or the season at this point, even though I know they are climbing a very steep hill the rest of the way, a hill that I don't think they're going to eventually summit. I don't.
My thing is that sports is littered and the NFL is littered with teams rising in this moment. I mentioned Nick Foles. I mentioned the 06 Colts. The 06 Colts had a safety that eventually won defensive MVP.
Yeah.
He's compared to Brian Branch has been compared to him.
You're talking about Sanders, yeah.
I just don't know. The pieces are still there, and you will get a couple bodies back. Am I concerned that this dam breaks this week? It can. I think people aren't hearing some of what I say. Is that I think right now I trust this team.
Mm-hmm.
I always have since Dan Campbell got this machine going. And I think that can get you through moments right now, which will be difficult, but they don't have to look the part next week. You don't have to look the part. When Nick Foles and the Eagles won it, people, they barely beat a Falcon team at home in the divisional round, and it was an extremely ugly game. And people thought there ain't a chance in heck they're going to beat the Case Keenum Minneapolis Miracle Vikings. And then they went on to beat Tom Brady with a play that, yeah, once in a lifetime, sure. But this can happen. Well, that's why I don't get why the belief is gone. Is it a mountain that got way harder to climb? There's zero doubt. They've gotten, maybe, I don't know if they can stop the run anymore. But they don't, the Bears
mountain.
Have DeAndre Swift, okay?
Yeah, no, I'm not,
so
know,
for
I
this
know.
Week, and then it can get better as things go on.
Yeah, they're climbing a mountain. I don't know if they have enough mountain gear or the proper equipment to do the thing as they lose more and more players. But a couple quick ticket texts. This one says we're 3 weeks before the playoffs. Anything could happen. Josh Allen could break his leg next week. Pat has a sprained ankle. Mahomes. He says the Lions played horribly. The Bills play good. Things can still even out. A lot still has to get settled out on the field. Now, I don't know if people have Josh Allen voodoo dolls at home, if that's what this is going to turn into. But nobody's going to feel bad if somebody else gets injured, especially what the Lions have had to suffer through. This one says the Campbell interview is going to be brutal with crybaby Costa asking the questions. You guys are not nice on the ticket text. I will hold back tears. And John's asking half the question, so at least 50% of the interview will be palatable. We'll get to that at 8:02. It's 97.1.
Hey, it's the wintry driving season yet again, where reckless drivers are everywhere. We've experienced it a couple of times already this year, and you know that there's just cars that just can't seem to keep themselves under control. If you get injured in an auto accident during this or any time of the year, you're going to need an injury attorney that's going to be responsive to your needs and aggressive against insurance companies. The injury attorney that you need to hire is David Femeninio. You can pick up the phone right now and speak with David personally by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can always go to his website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That number again, 855-65-CRASH, or on the web at getdavidgetpaid.com.
Less than 10 minutes, we'll be joined by Lions head coach Dan Campbell. Headline today, David Montgomery done for the season. Aleem McNeil confirmed done for the season. Carlton Davis, not necessarily done for the season, but the fractured jaw, he's going to be out for a while. Back to the phones we go, John.
Yeah.
Marcus, Clinton Township. Marcus, good morning.
Good morning, John. How you doing, buddy?
Good, good. Great to hear your voice.
I don't get a good morning, Marcus.
Costa, crybaby.
Are there not things to be sad about today, Marcus?
Crybaby. First of all, John, I love you, bro. You probably one of the realest Lions fans that I hear on 97.1 The Ticket.
Thank you.
Now, as for all these other part-time fans, it's like, you know, I look at the Lions like a marriage. If you and your wife get into it, And so you just going to divorce her because she get a little weight on her? We lose a player. People run for the hills. I'm so sick of these part-time fans, John. You know what? When that car with that non-believing mess, just hang up on them, brother. Just seriously, just hang up on them.
Marcus, are you saying the Lions got some love handles? Is that what's going on here?
Unfortunately, John, you work next to one, so I don't know what you're going to do
Marcus,
about
Marcus, you
that.
Could address me. You're on the phone here. If you got an issue with me, we can talk about it. But why is part-time fan someone who expresses concern? So full-time fans are delusional? Is that what a full-time fan is, Marcus?
It's not delusional, Costa. If you're a fan, you're a fan.
So a fan can never be critical of their team or never be down on their team in your mind?
Listen.
I'm just trying to understand the rules, Marcus.
That's not it. You could be real.
Well, no, not according to Marcus. That puts you to part-time status. Now you're only working.
Let the man talk.
Like I just said, ride or die. Either you're going to ride with us or you're going to die with us. I mean, my thing is, I've been loving the Lions 0-16. Mm-hmm. That's my team. Whether they get hurt, don't get hurt, one game at a time. That's how we got to look at it now. It doesn't matter because people are going to get hurt. Players are going to get hurt up until the Super Bowl.
Yeah, Marcus.
So somebody get, go ahead.
I'm not selling my Lions merch. I'm not turning the games off. I'm not going to stop watching. Like, Marcus, come on, buddy. I'm talking about losing yet another wave of key defenders on this defense, and I feel like you're gaslighting me into I'm the crazy person for bringing it up and being concerned.
No, I didn't say you was crazy. I said crybaby.
Yep.
You a smart man. I didn't say crazy. But when one of your teammates get hurt, what you do? Just you gonna throw the towel in and quit?
No, I want them to try really hard and win the Super Bowl, Marcus. I don't know what you want me to hear. Like, I want them to win the Super Bowl. I don't know why that's even being questioned this morning. I want them to win the Super Bowl. Wanting them to win the Super Bowl hasn't won them a single Super Bowl in my lifetime. They'll have to actually overcome this. And John, I do wonder if at some point there's too much to overcome.
Yeah, but I don't think they've hit that mark yet. Have they made it harder? Yeah, there's no question. You've lost some very key players, and you've lost so much defensively. But there are certain individuals, and I think Dan Campbell is one of them. I would put Aaron Glenn as one of them, where there is such a thing as a will. And imposing your will on your players, and then imposing your will on opponents. Would it be easier if Hutch was available, if Aleem McNeil was available? Yeah. But you can't just catch in your tickets because they're not available. You're still going to play the games. You're still going to play them out. And I do think that in football, there is such a thing as being able to will yourself to wins. And just it is, there's a mental toughness that they're going to have. If there's any chinks in the armor, any crack in that belief, then it's done. It's over.
On the subject of part-time fandom, I'm curious about a fan who is not only a full-time fan, but I think he puts in overtime. How's Colin doing? Hey, Heather.
Hey, guys. I think he's doing okay.
Yeah.
I mean, he is a full-time fan, right?
Like he puts in overtime. You've talked about it. He'll rewatch press conferences and games.
That's all that is on the TV. Like he will rewatch a game. Like we went to that game and he rewatched the game at home. Like
that night?
Oh no, not that night. Okay. We got home really late. No.
The next day though?
I don't know. He did sleep in the other room that night, so maybe he did. He probably just watched like post-game stuff that night. But I think he's doing okay, right? Like he's like John, right? Like he's all in, but I do know the injuries are mounting and he is a little like,
can you see it on his face?
Oh yeah, I can hear it in his voice. Yes. He came out of the office the other day and was like talking to my daughter. He's like, Emily, you know, I'm having a bad day. And I was like, what's going on? Why are you having a bad day? Well,
David Montgomery.
Yes. It was this, you know,
you thought there was something like,
well, yeah, like something with work or like something's happening.
It's his football team. Yeah. It is a concern.
Sometimes it's not how you say it, or it's not what you say, it's how you say it. Because even on Twitch, Jim isn't selling his Lion merch, he's burning it.
Oh.
And another one says he already has an Allen jersey in the mail. Are you a Josh Allen fan now? I think everybody should be.
I was going to say, as a football fan, he's fun to watch, but not.
You don't have that in the mail?
I don't have a Josh.
It's not going to be under the tree.
There's no Mahomes jersey under the tree either, John.
Okay.
Although 6-1 for the Chiefs kind of looks pretty good. Anyway, let's get to the Lions head coach, Dan Campbell. There's a lot to talk about, right? I mean, he has said we're not going to make excuses for the injuries. There are some questions about how they'll handle those injuries, the outlook moving forward. We'll get to it next. It's 97.1.